Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Are you really okay with me?
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa. Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah! Hostess has launched a line of microwavable lava cakes.
I'm okay with this.
They are chocolate mini cakes that are filled with a sweet center that becomes gooey and melty after just 5 seconds in the microwave.
Yes, I'm okay with this. On behalf of fat guys nationwide, let me just tell you, it's about damn time. Because I am a supporter of what Hostess does. I've always been a Twinkie guy. I've always been a cupcakes guy. I know I'm going to get laughed at. The Ding Dongs.
Yeah, the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs are the best.
Oh, man. Just absolute gold. And now they're coming out with their line of lava cakes that just 5 seconds in the microwave, they make this like soft middle. Now you can get double chocolate or chocolate creamy caramel.
Or you can get them both.
Yes, absolutely. Put them both in there. There you go. You know, like when it comes to like desserts, chocolate specifically, I like both ends of the spectrum. Candy bars, I like to go in the fridge. But if I got Hostess stuff, I can either go in the fridge or in the microwave.
Who was it from this staff? Somebody on our staff introduced us to frozen Ding Dongs. Who was that?
I think it was Ethan Hatcher.
Ethan Hatcher, yeah. Yes. He keeps a box of Ding Dongs in the fridge.
Yes.
They're here at work.
Right.
I ate half of them.
Yeah, that was Ethan that brought that
That's
to
right.
us.
That's right. I never had like a frozen Ding Dong before.
Like if you would keep one in the freezer and heat one up in the microwave,
oh, yeah.
I would eat both of them and tell you they're both good. Like, that's the level of fatty that I am.
So with all this talk about squatters taking over U.S. homes, hey, that lady get arrested in New York because she had somebody squatting in her home and she changed the locks and the police came and actually arrested her.
Right.
Yeah. Florida has a different approach, right? That was New York. Florida has sort of a different approach. So in addition to our pal, Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, listen to this. Listen to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson's idea on how to handle squatters or anyone trying to force their way into your home. Now, this is from 2022, but it's going viral again today with the rise of squatters.
We don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you okay with this philosophy?
Absolutely. Now, here in Indiana, thanks to the work of Guy Relford, we have the castle doctrine, where your yes. home is your castle, and you can defend your home/castle in ways that you see fit, right? I wish everybody had such laws, but down in Florida, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And I love the Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson's idea. Look, save the taxpayers' money.
Yes.
Just shoot to kill. Because if he's dead, we don't have to spend money on trials and courts and all that kind of stuff. I would love to see Bob Johnson and Sheriff Grady Judd team up and fight crime like Batman and Robin.
Now, if you have trouble understanding that, let me give it to you in Polk County vernacular. This is the last thing you'll see before we put a bullet through your head if you're trying to hurt our children. We are going to shoot you graveyard dead.
Yes.
If you come onto a campus with a gun threatening our children or shooting at us.
If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually.
Like these two, president, vice yes. president, Batman, Robin, I don't know, but this is who I trust to get things under control.
Got my vote. All right, Allison, a little mood music here, please.
Oh, wow.
So Mozart's signature from the 18th century is going on the auction block. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is
Amadeus.
Yes, it's written in black ink. Opening bid is $75,000, expected to sell as high as $200,000. Are you okay with this? Would you pay $200,000 for Mozart's autograph?
See, you're asking me like I have $200,000 like in a whim. Sure, sure. Let me buy it right after my 18th Ferrari. Now, if I were somebody like Jim Irsay that has the money and loves this kind of quirky stuff,
yeah.
I would. Because how many autographs and pieces of music from, you know, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart are out there floating around? I would love to have those types of autographs. More so than like athletes or musicians. I would love to have like Amadeus, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, those types of autographs.
Cool. Modern day autographs, though, I like them personalized. And they may not be worth as much, but I got a picture with Will Ferrell, and he personally said to Nigel on the cover of Anchorman. I got it framed in the back office.
Yes.
Same with Tony Dungy. I'm sitting there holding the Lombardi trophy, and then I got a picture of me interviewing him, and he signed it personally to Nigel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wishes. So that's the kind of stuff I like.
I have a Colts helmet personalized from Peyton.
Oh, that's cool.
Got that. And I've got an old Pacers warm-up jacket from the 90s personalized by Reggie.
That's awesome.
So, Allison, what autograph do you have? Is there any that you have, or is this just like an age thing? Like, Nige and I are in our mid-40s here. Do young people even get autographs anymore?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I probably do have a couple, but I'm not an autograph person. I'd rather either have a conversation or a picture.
Yeah, picture.
I think at this point.
Right. Sure. Pictures are kind of the new autograph,
yeah,
I think,
agree.
Today. So hit us up at Hammer and Nigel. What is the best autograph, personalized or not, that you have in your collection? At Hammer and Nigel.